Hello, this is Anne with an item from the website mobilitytrust.org.uk. That's all one word, mobilitytrust.org.uk. Mobility Trust provides powered wheelchairs and scooters for people who have severe disabilities and who cannot obtain such equipment through other means. However, before they can help, there are questions they need to ask to ensure that someone is eligible for assistance. There is a form to complete on the website. The form is designed to provide Mobility Trust with the information that will tell them whether or not they can help. It's not an application form. If they think that they'll be able to help, they will send a formal application form for completion. It should be noted that the type of scooter they provide will need a car hoist or car ramps when transporting it in a car. Mobility Trust does not provide folding or portable scooters. Mobility Trust was founded in 1972 to develop special road vehicles for severely disabled people. This builds on the work of the National Spinal Injuries Centre at Stoke Mandeville Hospital. While the need for innovation in equipment for disabled people continues, there is also a pressing need for such equipment to be funded. Trust provides powered wheelchairs and scooters for UK residents who have severe disabilities and who cannot obtain such equipment through other means. Not only does disability present myriad life challenges, it also frequently entails enormous cost in order for people with disabilities to live their lives to their full potential. It's also an inescapable truth that the majority of disabled people are not in a position to earn the level of salary that might privately fund the equipment they need. So how can someone who needs a powered wheelchair that might cost anywhere between £3,000 and £15,000, find the money that can buy them their independence and freedom from social isolation? Many assume that the state will provide. Sadly, this is not the case. While the NHS will endeavour to supply powered wheelchairs to those who can neither walk nor propel themselves in a manual wheelchair, NHS funding is severely limited, and there simply isn't enough money available to provide for all those people who ought to be helped. Furthermore, contrary to what many people think, the NHS does not fund or supply mobility scooters. There are a number of benevolent organisations that provide funds for such equipment, but they tend either to be allied to a particular occupation or to the military services. What do people who have no association with either do? This is where Mobility Trust comes in. The work of the Trust is focused upon raising the funds to supply powered mobility equipment, specifically wheelchairs and scooters, to disabled people who cannot obtain them through statutory or other charitable means. Not only do they raise the funds, they also organise and pay for an assessment by a senior occupational therapist to ensure that the equipment is absolutely correct for the individual's clinical need. Where the need for specialist seating is identified, they will organise for this to be funded. They also provide the first 3 years insurance and the first 2 years servicing, absolutely free of charge. They can be contacted in a number of ways. By telephone on 0118 9842 588, that's 0118 9842 588, by email at mobility@mobilitytrust.org.uk, that's mobility@mobilitytrust.org.uk, or by post. The address is Mobility Trust, P.O. Box 7044, Tadley, T-A-D-L-E-Y, Hampshire, RG244PL. There is also a contact form on the website, mobilitytrust.org.uk.
TNF Soundings.